Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I just happened to mention after the news that I hadn't had a penguin bar in Yonks and that today is the official international penguin day. Remember, pick up a penguin and all the stuff that you get put in our lunch boxes. And I mentioned that all this has changed now. God, putting a lunchbox together, they almost need a degree in nutrition. I'd hate to be a parent trying to put a lunchbox together today with all the rules. And wouldn't you know it, there's even a sketch about it. Tom Glover is a comedian. I think he saw this on Instagram, but it's certainly all over the socials. TikTok, yeah. He's done this thing on lunchboxes now versus lunchboxes back in the day. Remember getting easy singles in your lunchbox? No, they at least mother would take them out of the plastic first and put them into the sandwich. Sugar sandwiches. I never personally got a sugar sandwich. What I used to get was, I used to love it, was homemade blackberry or homemade blackcurrant jam. Yeah. I used to love them, absolutely love them. Homemade jam sandwiches and crisps. Listen, do you know there was actually a shop downtown, was it one of the centres, was doing a tato sandwiches last year. Sandwich spread. I used to love sandwich spread, kind of cheese or whatever. Sandwich spread. I'm not seeing that on my list, Fergal, just check that it's there. Cheese sandwiches with spreadable cheese. I used to love it. And, oh yeah, ketchup. Did you ever get a ketchup? And I never got a ketchup sandwich. This would have been an abomination. Easy singles and ketchup. Jam sandwiches. Pork, onion, and tomato. Now that's still out there. Pork, onion, and tomato is still out there and you can still get it. And it's still absolutely revolting. But you can still get it. I think we all got it. It's only when you realise now how awful it was. It was absolutely dreadful. Yeah. What was the thing that you used to get in your lunchbox? Your favourite or the one you absolutely hated? The one where you knew Mam was out of money until the wages came home. What? I think that was sugar. That was sugar sandwich day. I used to get blackcurrant jam, blackberry jam. Nutella, I used to get in my sandwiches. My mother is listening at home now, so if I get it wrong, she'll kill me. But, ma'am, you know I got Nutella sandwiches. I loved them. 0818-96-96-96. Ah, we found it. Yeah, today is Happy Penguin Day.
Pick up a penguin, a lovely big penguin. When you pick up a penguin, there's so much more to enjoy. It's bigger, say chocolatey, delicious filling too. When you feel a little bit peckish, what's bigger and best for you? A penguin. Say, pick up a penguin. When you feel a little bit peckish, pick up a penguin.
They don't make him like they used to, do they? Pick up a penguin. 0818 96 96 96. Kate says these days they want carrots and broccoli and raw vegetables. Yeah, I know. And none of the stuff we ate killed us, did it? Well, I mean, we're all still here. You know? None of... I'd still... Yeah, now, you'd still put an easy single on a burger in the barbecue, wouldn't you? Mind you, on the chipper, they charge a euro for an easy single. For one. What was your favourite? What was the one you loved to see in your lunchbox when you opened it up in the school, say in the 90s? Right? And what was the one that let you know man was out of money? Oh, there was nothing left. There was nothing. I used to, yeah, crusts. If you got the crust, if you got the heel of the loaf in your sandwich, you knew things were a bit stuck at home. 083 396 96 96. I feel sorry for the kids today, actually, with their raw veg and their broccoli and their carrots and their sustainable this and their... Go away. 0818 96 96 90. Banana. Oh, banana. Banana sandwich, says Sean, with milk. Banana. I used to love banana sandwich. Although, do you know what I used to do? I used to have mashed banana. I didn't like the sliced... I didn't like sliced banana sandwiches. But I loved mashed banana sandwiches. I'm happy to have tempted to make one myself when I go home today. Mashed banana sandwiches, I used to love them. Peanut butter and cheese, says Fiona. Oh, we'll have fun with this. 083 396 96 96. Hello, Jamie.
How's it going?
What was in your sandwich?
Potato and banana, tapioca.
Potato and banana. Oh, no, not combined, surely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, PJ, no, bye. Tapioca.
I love a potato sandwich. I love a banana sandwich.
When you go home, mash your bananas and put a bit of cheese and onion potatoes on top of it.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, I'm telling you, PJ, it's lovely, bye.
You see, that doesn't sound like something you have when you're 5. That sounds like something you have when you're 25 and you're asking on the beer.
Well, I was having it when I was both from, say, the age of 4 to 13, I'd say, all the way through school.
So that would be in your lunchbox?
Yeah. Yeah.
Potato and banana. Oh. So mashed banana and potato all squashed in between two bits of bread.
I wasn't as fussy as you know. I used to chop the banana. I didn't mash it at all.
Oh, you didn't mash it at all. Well, there's the thing. Yeah. I was an oddball. I wouldn't eat a sliced banana sandwich, but I'd eat a mashed one.
Yeah. No, all right. You know, when you go on, PJ, mashed and tato, cheese and onion tato.
I like it. Tato, cheese and onion tato and mashed banana in a sandwich. All right, Jimmy, where am I going next? Miriam. Hello, Miriam.
Morning, PJ. How are you?
How are you? What would you have in your lunchbox back in the day?
Oh, I'd have the regular ham sandwich.
Just ham?
Ham sandwich, yeah, with butter. Wouldn't be bothered with the mayonnaise until I got a bit older.
Yeah.
And then I'd always have, my mother is a great baker.
Right.
And there'd always be homemade cakes.
Yeah.
In the lunchbox.
When you could bring stuff in, do you know?
Yes, yeah. There was never an issue back in the day.
No, there wasn't.
And, but I would swap the homemade cakes for a Club Milk or...
Yeah.
A purple snack or something, because they were a treat.
Club
to
Milk.
Yeah.
Purple snack.
Remember the pink,
do you remember the pink snacks?
Oh, yes, pink snacks. I was disgusted when they got rid of them.
They did get rid of them, didn't they? They did it sneaky too, Miriam, because they used to be three, and they were as long as a biro. And then there was two, and there was only as long as your finger. And now they're gone.
Yeah. Do you remember the tune for the Club Milk?
Oh, the Club Milk.
Yeah.
Everyone used to say
a
snack
have
is...
A cup, I have a club. Do. Remember?
If you're going to have a cup, I have... listen, we'll end up with all lads. Poor Fergal Barry will be driven to distraction. He'll want paracetamol and whiskey at 12 o'clock if I start getting him to pull out more ads. But go, if you're going to have a cup, I have a club.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
That was it. Yeah,
but there's a thing, like, Miriam, back then, we all got this stuff in our lunchbox. That nowadays, a parent would be called out for putting them. She'd never killed any of us.
Pardon?
It never killed
any of us.
You'd
be killed. Not at all.
You'd get a letter. Please, dear Mrs. Murphy, please do not put Club Milk in your child's lunchbox.
Me, I've gone beyond that stage, thank God, because that's the way they're gone now.
Tisha, oh yeah.
Only on a Friday or something.
Broccoli and bits of carrot.
Oh, and your carrot goes on. We caught it up in the morning. It's dry by the time they're eating it. Cucumber. My 20-year-old always a bit of cut-up carrot and a cucumber. cucumber, that turned out.
No. Cucumber was a lovely sandwich if you put salt on it. But
Yeah. What about the prawn sandwiches?
What were they?
prawn sandwiches.
Prawn?
Prawn. Yeah.
You had prawn sandwiches?
No, I didn't, but...
Or Roy Keane's prawn sandwiches. Roy Keane's prawn sandwiches.
No, prawn sandwiches.
I know. So your favourite was the plain old ham sandwich.
Plain old ham sandwich, couldn't beat it.
All right. Yeah. Cheers, Miriam. Thank you. Hannah. Hiya.
Hi, PJ.
Brown sauce sandwich.
Brown sauce. But I'm from the area that we got home at lunchtime from school, Blackpool School, and we'd run up for our dinner at home and then back to school again afterwards. And then when we'd finish school, home and brown sauce sandwich.
Brown sauce sandwich, huh?
Brown sauce sandwich.
And was it YR or was it Chef? What was it?
It was Chef, but YR then would be the treat.
Oh, yeah, wasn't
it? It was harder to get.
Or HP. And did you say something about sugar?
Sugar and butter sandwich, if there was no brown sauce there.
You got, God. I don't think I ever got a sugar sandwich.
Sugar and butter. Yeah, not a bother to us. And off O'Clain them for the day.
And it didn't kill you, did it?
No.
Can you imagine, Hannah, if you sent a child into school these days with a white bread sandwich with sugar and butter in it?
With sugar and butter. By the way, I often say to my grandchildren or my own children, like, sugar and butter sandwich, and they'd look at me as if I have two heads.
But the thing is, if you send a child into school these days at one of those... They'd call the social workers.
You'd have the dentist after you.
They'd call the social workers on you.
Yeah. Every dentist in Cork would be on the radio.
Brown sauce sandwich. Brown and why are if they could get it was the trees.
Yep, because YR was kind of just harder to get at the time or something.
It's still, you know what?
Yeah.
I still, every so often the Queen Bee will come home from shopping and she'll have got a YR. It's a special day. Moreover, does she get the squeezy bottle?
No, just the old bottles, the old glass bottles.
The glass bottles.
Over the chips, then. That brings me back to my youth.
You used to put them in the... You used to put brown sauce on your chips?
Oh, yes. God, yes.
Oh, God, no. Red sauce only.
No, God, no. And mayonnaise nowadays. I love mayonnaise on my
chips. On chips, oh, yeah.
On chips, yes.
Yeah.
But brown sauce, why are brown sauce is a real treat to bring me back to my youth. And homemade chips, homemade cut chips.
Oh, nothing like it. Unfortunately, out of the pan. The pans were dangerous, but, God, they were all homemade chips that your mother cut and put into the pan. Lads, if don't mind your air fryers. Don't mind your deep fat fryers. I think you can still get them, but they are very dangerous. Old fashioned chip pans, and cut up the spud, the proper spud, into proper lumps, and fry them very carefully in golden fry or something, or melt down fry tank. Proper chip pan, homemade chips. I know how dangerous the chip pan was. I do. Trust me, I do. But God, they were gorgeous.
Morning, PJ.
Hannah used to get brown sauce sandwiches, or she used to get sugar and butter sandwiches. What did you get?
No. We used to get corned beef, and if there was no corned beef, then we'd get like that homemade jam.
Right. That was
but then I might used to be jealous of my friend because she always got peanut butter.
That's one thing I hate, is peanut butter.
And I sometimes only, depending on what I had for my lunch, she'd swap one with me.
Peanut butter.
But when we come home from school, the bread, the sugar and the butter was always on the table. Right. And we'd butter a slice of bread and dip it in the sugar and go off out playing.
You'd butter a slice of bread.
Dip it in the sugar.
And dip it in sugar. Oh,
the thought of it now makes me sick.
I know. Is it any wonder? Or is it a miracle that any of us are still standing?
I know, yeah. But sure, we're all without them running around.
It is true. So, and like, it wasn't your organic sourdough either.
Just an ordinary slice.
Thompson's or Haddon's or Mutton's, sliced thick with proper butter dipped in the
I remember when the bread man used to come around, we'd all scrape the crumbs out of the back of the van and eat them.
Oh, yeah? I remember. You'd go and you'd look for crusts. They'd be crust.
Happy days.
Love it. Happy days. Simple days when there was no one sending home letters from school to say, please don't put that in Schieffer's lunchbox anymore. It goes against our healthy standards. Give me a break. Frank.
Morning, PJ.
You used to walk home and go back, so what would you get?
Well, first of all, no, it's about a second translator you're talking about. Morning, like, it's getting lunches, like.
Lunches, okay.
Lunch boxes over there. We bought a source bag for our books, mind you, they're lunches.
Right, well, okay, a bag. You might have a bag, yeah.
Anyway, up from Mount Farnon, off Blackpool, up to the Man, and at lunchtime, you had to go home, you had no choice. Really, unless you were a culture. The culturies were allowed to stay in the air.
Where did the culturies live, Frank?
Well, I suppose, like, you know, way, you know, like...
Culturies lived in, what, Mayfield?
Douglas,
all right.
And Moira. But, I mean, you go home, and then, obviously, the servants will serve up the lunch, like, but, I mean, but, no, seriously, there wasn't really... We never really got a lunch food. We didn't have time. We had half an hour to get home and get back.
Yeah.
But you made sure then you got home, you changed your whatever books for the afternoons, because this was secondary school, like, big
That's
school.
Right, yeah.
And you're heading back, and when I say secondary, you know, like first year, maybe 12, like, so you stop off at Mrs. Gale's shop, and you get your donkey's goods for tuppence.
Oh.
And big price.
Yeah.
And you get your loose major then with your little bit of match.
What age were you, Frank?
At about 11, like, I was a big old boy.
So your lunch was donkey's grudge and a loose major.
Exactly, yeah.
And you're still standing.
Actually, I mean, in all fairness, well, standing now was probably stretching it a bit, like, you know, after a couple of bypass operations on the leg, like, in that way. But I'm getting around, right? I mean, I'm only smoking since I was 9, PJ.
Hmm?
I'm only smoking since I was 9, and I'm the same age as you.
Good man. Frank. Ah, come on, no, I've never, well, you say I never smoked, I wouldn't know how to light one, but Frank's lunch, I don't think anyone can beat it. I'm not encouraging anybody to beat it, because short of going for a pint, you wouldn't have. Frank's lunch was donkey's gudge, oh, stop, and a loose major. He was 11, okay, all right, pushing it out of his mouth. But Jennifer is on line 5, now this is a new one on me. Rhubarb in a sandwich, Jennifer.
Hi, PJ, how are you? Good morning. Not too bad, thank you. My late mother-in-law, she used to pick the rhubarb out in the back garden. She'd bring it in and she'd cook a big, big pot of rhubarb and burrs into the saucepan. And then in the evening, she'd put it into bread and put sugar on top of it.
Ooh. Did she stew it?
Yeah, she'd stew it for a couple of hours and she'd sit down then and I can still see her.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sitting down by the fire and she making her rhubarb sandwiches and putting the sugar on top of it, and absolutely loved it.
Oh, actually, rhubarb, I love rhubarb. But every so often during the summer, I go over to my mother and she still makes the stewed rhubarb at home when she can get
it. Yeah, exactly.
What did you have in your lunchbox when you were small?
Oh my God, cheese sandwiches, I'd say. Tater sandwiches on a Friday, normally.
Yeah.
Tater sandwiches on a Friday.
Or would you get a little... would you get a little triangle of Calvita cheese?
The Calvita, the Galtica, or the one in the blue box.
The one in the blue box, with the and you had to take all the paper. By the time you had the paper taken off it, that's right.
Exactly.
Brilliant, fantastic. But rhubarb, I never heard
rhubarb sandwiches. And my friend's mother was the same, Liz O'Grady. Her mother used to have a big, huge garden.
Right.
And she'd cut the rhubarb and she'd be giving it to all the neighbours. And I'd bring it up to my late mother. Right. And my mother would do the same. And when the season was there for the rhubarb, Noreen, God rest her, she used to be giving out rhubarb to all the neighbours and we'd all cook the rhubarb and we'd have the sandwiches.
And would she slice it or leave it in stalks?
She'd slice it up. She'd break it up in halves or threes.
Oh, my
and
God.
And cook it in the pot then. Yeah, stew it then for the day.
Oh,
and in the evening. My mother used to have rhubarb and custard and she'd always say, she used to love when Noreen used to send up the rhubarb.
Jennifer, do you know what my mother does this for myself and the young fella every so often. Do you know what, for me, is the best Cork dinner of all time? Proper old-fashioned bacon and cabbage.
Exactly.
Followed by rhubarb and custard.
Exactly, rhubarb and custard. Exactly.
And don't be giving me this chopped-up cabbage in a bag. Give me the thick stuff.
The cabbage grown outside.
Exactly. Yeah, proper thick cabbage. Exactly. Rhubarb. I never had rhubarb in a sandwich, but that's all rhubarb. Lads, rhubarb. Oh. The people out there wouldn't even recognise rhubarb now if I came up and hit them across the face with it, but there you go. Rhubarb. Was that a snaky Taylor Swift doing the Penguin ad? No, it wasn't a Taylor Swift doing the Penguin ad. Go on.
I think of a penguin. I'm not a big penguin.
Actually, it might have been a fella. I might be wrong now. I think it was a fella called Frank Muir. I could be wrong. Andrew. Oh, I had a toasted pork and onion with cheese sandwich the other day. Best sandwich I had in a while. Yeah, you can still get pork, onion and tomato. Can you still get Billy Roll? Billy Roll was the one that traumatised my missus because Billy Roll, like when there was nothing left in the larder, you'd get Billy Roll. And I had a face on it. Used to smile at you. And I'm sure that the face was made out of nothing other than fat. And Billy Roll. Do you remember Billy Roll? But pork, onion and tomato was kind of pink. Daniel's living in Finland and listening to us on the web. All of this talk of food has his mouth running, his mouth watering, making him miss Cork something fierce. Yeah, there you go. Pat says, PJ, you must remember, we didn't have sweets or Coke or crisps or biscuits on demand. They were treats for Christmas or birthdays or Easter or special occasions. Now, sure, they're in the fridge and in the press, says Pat. It's a fair point. It's a fair point. Frank says, remember the little jars of spread, ham or chicken? Disgusting crap. No, Frank, I quite liked them. There was a lovely one, was kind of a cheesy spread, and there used to be, what was in it? Was it chives? So it was a cheese and chives spread. I used to get that on my sandwiches. I used to put it on a cream cracker. They were lovely on cream crackers. When supplies were low in the house, we went to school with no lunch at all, but Mother would arrive at lunchtime with fresh bread and butter and homemade chips and salt and vinegar. And you'd have a chip. Oh, that's Mel. That's Mel. We never went hungry when there was potatoes in the house. That's true. Gary had black pudding sandwiches. Stay away from me, Gary. Stay away from me. Paul says, Lenihan's Sweet Shop do the hard sweets, rhubarb and custard. I know they do. I stay away because they've been putting on stone weight. Mashed banana. Another one says mashed banana with potato, cheese and onion. And another one says, beetroot and mayo. Now that sounds posh, doesn't it, right? Beetroot and mayo. But it wasn't really, because it was the beetroot that came out of the jar, which is lovely. The beetroot that came out of the jar, and then mayonnaise that came out of the jar. And they used to make the night before, so the bread was pink. Yes, Louise. Marmite, Bernie. Oh, God, no. Viscount biscuits. Oh, my goodness me. Viscount biscuits. They were in the posh people's lunchboxes, says Dave. I got Viscount. Viscount had, there was mint and there was orange. Yeah, it was mint in them. Actually, do yourself a favour when you're finished listening to The Opinion and go on YouTube and look up, they are still available, look up Minty Biscuits. Look up a sketch Minty Biscuits. This guy rang up a radio program to talk about biscuits. He couldn't remember the name of them, but he just called the Minty Biscuits. It's hilarious. Salad cream sandwich. Yeah. You see, salad cream, mayonnaise was for posh people. Salad cream was for the rest of us. I loved, still love, salad cream. In the summertime, with the little spring onion that you get, dip it into this. Yeah. Yeah. Peanut butter and cheese, brown sauce. There's more. Chicken and ham spread in a tiny jar. Yes, Margaret. Chicken and ham spread in a jar. I used to love it. Cara, did you ever bite the top and bottom off your penguin and suck out the chocolate through your tea like a straw? No, I didn't, Cara. I can't say that I ever did. I might try it later on. Not here, though. It'd be a mess. Tanya, you have to have brown sauce on stew and chips and cottage pie. Oh, cottage pie, yes. Or shepherd's pie. Yeah, absolutely. Shepherd's pie, break the crust on it, stir it up a little bit, and a good dollop of brown sauce. Or the Queen Bee, when she's making shepherd's pie, actually puts brown sauce into it and she simmers it. It's gorgeous, yeah. My friend Pascal told me he used to have brown bread sandwiches, a slice of brown Argoate head, a slice of brown bread between two slices of white bread. Stop, how did this all start? 0818 96 96 96. Now, Maria, what do you remember? Your grandmother used to give you what in a sandwich? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. She used to give us glucose.
It's
like in a bag. Yeah, it's like sugar, but it was glucose. It's very, very fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the bread and butter, oh my God, it used to be gorgeous.
We used to put glucose in the, well, yeah, baby's bottles. You'd give a baby glucose in the bottle.
Oh, they were absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. We'd all be sitting down then eating our glucose sandwiches, and the younger sister, all she'd ever have would be a jar of carrots.
A jar of
carrots. Down, yeah, she'd sit down then with a jar of carrots and a fork, happy out.
Oh, these were the little ones, the little baby carrots in the jar.
Yeah.
And she'd eat
bring them to the shop, yeah, and you'd ask her what she wanted, and she'd ask for a jar of carrots.
Great. That's got to be the most unusual one ever, though.
Oh, stop.
Glucose in a sandwich.
Oh, it was gorgeous. And cream crackers and butter.
Now, cream crackers and butter were an art form in themselves. I used to look, and do you know what? Remember, and you can still get them, Marietta's and butter.
Oh, yeah. Or any time you were sick with a bug, it was always Marietta that you were given to eat.
Yeah.
Arrowroot in them or something, I don't know.
Whatever was in them, they were nice.
My grandfather then used to grow his own beetroot.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, my grandmother would boil us, and then we'd have the beetroot sandwiches.
You see, I used to love the beetroot out of the jar because it had been in vinegar, and I used to love the sharp taste of it. I was never so much one for the boiled beetroot straight out of the ground.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah. Maria, thank you for that. 0818 96 96 96. I don't think we'll beat that one. We won't beat that one, Maria. Bread butter and glucose. The white powdered glucose that people used to put into... I know, here we are. There'd be someone going, it was child abuse. No, it was what we used to give them. Glucose. You put glucose into a baby's bottle. Powder. And you'd stir it into water. And they used to have the old baby's bottles. And I'm not going back to the 19th century here. The old baby's bottles, the small bottles, were glass. Small half bottle was glass. And you'd give the child glucose in that. I don't know why we did. Didn't make them wake them up or make them sleep or make them go to the toilet. I don't know, but I can always remember it. Anne, where's Anne? Hi, Anne.
Hey, PJ.
Hiya.
How are you?
I still love one of these.
How are you? PJ, my favourite when I was walking would be a sausage sandwich. Oh, grilled. Grilled the sausage, leave it go cold, and then I make a sandwich, and to be gorgeous the following day for the lunch. Oh, yummy.
No, I couldn't. I can't have a sausage off the grill. It has to be fried for me.
Oh, I know. No, a rash of grill. Now, even today, I would eat a sausage or a rash of.
Oh, yeah.
And also what was very, grilled in a sandwich. But also what was very tasty was egg and tomato sandwich.
Beautiful.
With a little bit of onion.
Egg, onion and tomato sandwich. Do you know what they were? They were match sandwiches. They were beach sandwiches. If you were going to a match or you were going away for the day, my mother would be up early boiling the eggs and chopping up the tomatoes and the onions, and she'd be making a big bowl of mix, and then I'd get a paste because I was stealing it out of the mix by the spoonful.
That's right, PJ, real happy days.
Do you know what? And here's the thing, all this stuff now with all this healthy eating that they have the kids doing in school, none of us died.
Not at all. Absolutely, PJ. And the pork, and I would have had pork and onion sandwiches as well.
Pork, onion, and tomato.
I wouldn't kind of eat the pork and onion, no.
Yeah.
But, the sausage sandwich and the lasagna sandwich.
Oh, I still love a sausage sandwich. In fact, I often have one, I may tell you now. I often go down to the shop on a Saturday morning, and I'd get a small packet of sandwiches, and I'd have a sausage sandwich myself, so I would.
PJ, stop, God. PJ, you're lifting my morning. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Martin, he's not there yet. We'll get him in a second. Leave him back with you, lads. I don't think he's there just yet. We used to have spring onion, lettuce. Oh, Chris, you were posh. Spring onion, lettuce and butter sandwiches. My grandchild still takes bread and jam. Bread and jam. You see, there was nothing wrong with bread and jam. Or bread and marmalade. Nothing that ever was. Martin's there now, is he? Hi, Martin.
Hello.
You went to the North Mon, did you?
I did. I went to the North Mon, yeah. Back in the 60s.
Right. And what did you have for the lunch or the sandwich or what did you have?
Well, we had the normal sort of cheese sandwiches. But right. One particular guy, he used to have turnip sandwiches.
What?
Turnip sandwiches. When we saw them first, we thought it was a big wedge of cheese.
Yeah.
But it was actually turnip.
Yeah. Raw turnip.
Yeah. Still remember his name. Yeah.
Turnip sandwich. Well, here's the thing now. There's a funny thing you should mention that, and you mentioned it was raw turnip. I would run a mile from cooked turnip, but I'd eat raw turnip while you give it to me.
Oh, no. Raw turnip?
Yeah.
No. I love turnip, but...
No.
Mashed turnip, no.
Well, maybe with a bit of, you know what's nice with it actually is turnip with a little bit of curry powder through it.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But I do. I love a bit of raw turnip, even to this day. Thank you, Martin. To this day, if the Queen Bee is cooking a turnip, and my mother, if I'm going to have dinner there, and if she's cooking a turnip, she'll actually keep a little wedge of turnip raw for me if she knows I'm coming over, because I used to like raw turnip. Bridie, bread and jam.
Bread and jam. My granddaughter still takes bread and jam.
They are. See?
She won't take anything else, only bread and jam in the morning for her sandwich.
And do her no harm at all. What jam does she like?
Strawberry.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Do you ever make homemade blackcurrant or homemade blackberry?
Oh, God, yeah. Blackberry, yeah.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't eat that, only strawberry.
Strawberry jam. Well, you know, she's getting all sorts of different things into her with strawberry jam. Brady, thank you. Yeah, there was nothing wrong with jam sandwiches. My mother used to make blackberry.
My husband worked in Dunlop's and he used to take...
Your husband worked in Dunlop's, did you? Yeah. Yeah. What did he take?
Golden grain biscuits in a sandwich.
Hang on. Gold grain biscuits in between bread?
In between bread.
Okay.
He absolutely loved. Well, that's what he looked for.
Gold grain biscuits. So would you just butter the bread?
Butter the bread and put the gold grain in between us.
That's the best ever.
Yeah, that's true.
That's nearly a better again one than the one we had on a while ago.
That's true.
Butter and glucose.
That's what he used to take.
Wow.
He used to love it.
No, right, no, that's...
I couldn't eat it for his looks.
It'd kind of a crunch to it, wouldn't there? And they'd be buttered on it.
No, butter in the bread, no butter in the biscuit.
Right. It's gas, isn't it? It's gas. Bridie, thank you for that. Bridie, her husband used to work in Dunlop's. Look it up if you don't remember Dunlop's. Great employer they were. He used to take a sandwich, which was... slice of bread, two slices of bread, buttered, and in between them, gold grain biscuits. That's almost beats my bread, butter and glucose, but not quite. Karen, not unusual if you to hear about turnip sandwiches.
Yeah, turnip with potatoes mashed up and put it into bread.
Right.
It was gorgeous. And then we used to have mushy peas with tomato sauce mashed up.
Right.
On Christmas Eve, and that would be in bread. So we'd have mushy pea sandwiches.
Mushy peas.
Mushy peas with tomato sauce, yeah, in bread and butter. Christmas Eve, that was always a treat in for us in the '70s, yeah.
A messy one.
It was gorgeous.
I'd say it turnip was. And would you take that turnip? Would you get that turnip and potato mix going to school?
Yeah. No, I suppose like if you know, at the '70s, we didn't have all the wonderful, lovely things they have now. So there was a bit of everything, and it was paying on a Tuesday. If shopping day was usually a Thursday, so things would start running out on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, so yeah. You might have tomato sandwiches or some sugar in sandwiches in the bread. Well, we had turnips because my granddad used to plant veg out our back, so there was always a supply of potatoes and tomatoes and all that other lovely stuff.
And turnips. Yeah. Turnip sandwiches. That's a new one on me this morning. Three unusual sandwiches. Turnip sandwiches. Bridie's husband used to take a gold grain biscuit in a sandwich, but I do think that it'll take some beating. Maria's one. Bread, butter, and powdered glucose. Wow.
Cork's 96 FM.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.